This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that could be even greater, say President Trump supporters, if he is elected as the 47th president of the United States, 45 and 47. There are fact and plans for that greatness, for that new Republican revolution. And Michael Hirsch has done a remarkable job taking a look at some of those plans, some of which are dramatic, radical, one might even say, and some of which involve conservative wish lists that go all the way back to the Reagan administration. Inside the Next Republican Revolution is the name of the piece in Politico. It is by Michael Hirsch, who is the former foreign editor and chief diplomatic correspondent for Newsweek and the former national editor for Politico magazine. What's remarkable to me, Michael, is that all of the people you spoke to who are planning for this next Trump administration were so forward to you and so unapologetic in many ways in talking about it. Were you a little bit surprised to find that?
Yeah, that's a good point, Michael. I was, frankly, because, you know, I figured that Politico would be seen as a member of the mainstream media, the lamestream media in their eyes, which they think is skewed against Trump and MAGA and everything else that he represents. And I think the point here is that they genuinely believe that they are upholding the Constitution, that they are correcting deep-seated wrongs in the direction of the country. And in that respect, they do reflect, I think, where a lot of the Republican base has gone in terms of its embrace of Trump and, to a certain degree, the support for Ron DeSantis, so that's shrinking, it seems, daily. And Vivek Ramaswamy, who have both embraced this whole program of basically bringing the federal government under conservative control.
Well, you say you say in your piece that they aim to defund the Department of Justice, which, by the way, has been part of the government since the Washington administration, to dismantle the FBI, to break up the Department of Homeland Security, and eliminate the Departments of Education and Commerce, to name just a few of their larger targets. What it seems like what they're looking for, and again, these are people who are meeting in offices, making, laying out grand plans, is a tremendous expansion of presidential power. Would you say that's
no doubt. I mean, I mean, that's really at the heart of it. And others, you know, have reported on this well as well. The New York Times had a piece back in late July that talked about the same approach and goal, which is under Article 2 of the Constitution, which, you know, assigns the president the executive branch powers. There is a radical and sort of fringe theory that also emerges from the Reagan era called the unitary theory, under which the president allegedly, theoretically, has total control over every element of the federal bureaucracy. And that includes quasi-independent agencies. It could even include, in the eyes of some, the Federal Reserve. Anything essentially that's not the legislative or the judicial branch, has the president has control. And so you may remember there was that infamous comment by Trump when he was out on the campaign trail talking about, oh, I have Article 2, you know, I can do what I want. That is essentially a theory. And under that theory, what they're trying to do is resurrect what's called Schedule F, which was something that Trump put in place in an executive order in the final months of his administration, and which would allow him to hire and fire far more workers than those that are normally part of the normal, you know, political appointees. It's about 4,000 or so whenever a new administration comes in. It would expand those to the number to 20,000 or more who are involved in policymaking in any respect whatsoever. And again, this is all part of this very detailed plan to oversee a conservative takeover of the federal government.
Okay, when you talk about the defunding the Justice Department, we were just, before you came on, Michael Hirsch, we were talking about the Bob Menendez case. And the Justice Department was responsible for digging out the dirt, and it's pretty dirty, on this compromised U.S. senator. Is this the kind of thing that that President Trump would want to defund in the Justice Department? What does it mean to defund the Justice Department, cut it down?
It's an excellent question. They're not terribly specific about which parts, other than the FBI, which they believe, they meaning people who are the authors of this Project 2025 program and those who are aligned with it, they believe the FBI has turned into, quote, a domestic intelligence agency, unquote, as Russell Vogt, who is Trump's OMB chief and is one of the leaders in this effort, told me. And yes, I mean, it's very much seen through the prism of President Trump. Look at what he's saying out on the campaign trail. The entire Justice Department, he thinks, has been arrayed against him, gone after Trump and other MAGA conservatives, and they lump in with those, with that crowd, those convicted in the January 6th insurrection. It's not clear exactly what they mean to do, but they, you know, that's what they say they want to do. And there are some detailed plans for changing the way the Justice Department approaches, you know, the question of election fraud, for example. And this is, again, it's very much Trump's. It's impossible to overstate, Michael, how much the Republican agenda of the future, and I think this goes beyond the next election, is almost identical with Trump's agenda. And the whole Reaganite concept of an assault on big government, shrinking big government, has been transmuted into an assault on a government that they say is not accountable. And of course, the issue of the prosecution of Trump is very much part of that. So there are, you know, not all the plans are yet divulged, but this is what they're talking about.
And we're talking about a lot of people, and a lot of people were very important in the previous Trump administration coming back to work for him. There is one area where President Trump has been very public about a huge expansion of government, which is that 10% tariff on everything that is supposed to be brought into the United States. Are they serious about this?
Well, among the members of the board of the America First Policy Institute, which is one of the groups that's developing these agendas, and I will add that the America First Policy Institute and the Heritage Foundation are somewhat rivals in this whole effort, which is going to be, could be interesting if there is an election that returns Trump to power. But one of those on the board is Robert Lighthizer, who was Trump's trade representative, is still a huge admirer of Trump, believes they did great things in basically overturning America's trade agenda and turning the United States into essentially a protectionist nation again. And so they've brought that on board.
Let's continue the conversation with Michael Hirsch, who journeyed inside the next Republican revolution. Who would be the vice president during that revolution? We'll get to that and more coming up with Michael Hirsch.
The Michael Medved Show.
are champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight this 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has gone inside the next Republican revolution, the Trumpist revolution, and it's a revolution that has all kinds of elements to it. One of the questions that I would ask is, with all of the candor that he evoked from a lot of people who are working very hard to plan the Trump administration and some of its fairly radical reforms, and people are proud that they're radical. And by the way, Michael, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but it's just breaking. is former President Trump pledged to investigate Comcast, the parent yep. company for NBC and MSNBC, if he is elected in 2024, saying it will right. be thoroughly scrutinized for their knowingly dishonest and corrupt coverage of people, things, and events. They're almost yep. all dishonest and corrupt, but Comcast, with its one side and vicious coverage by NBC News, and in particular MSNBC, often and correctly referred to as MSDNC, Democratic National Committee, should be investigated for its country-threatening treason. And yeah. again, he talked about executing General Milley for committing treason. Is yeah. this part of what they have in mind when President Trump says, I will be your retribution?
I think that very few of them involved would endorse executing General Milley, but generally speaking, yes, this is the whole idea of the unitary theory, which happens to fit perfectly with Trump's sense of vengeance. You know, like among those involved with this effort are Jeffrey Clark, who was the acting head of the DOJ very brief, or wanted to be the acting head before there was a rebellion.
And he's also under indictment, isn't he?
He's under indictment along with Trump in Georgia, and he came out with a paper just earlier this year arguing that the Justice Department should not be independent under any circumstances from the president, from the White House. And that goes for other areas as well, including the military. Trump wants to do the sort of things that he did impulsively in his first term. For example, holding up foreign aid to a country, as he did with Ukraine when he tried to pressure Volodymyr Zelensky, into investigating Biden and his family. That was congressionally mandated foreign aid, but Trump wanted to just, you know, hold it up. So he wants the power essentially to do all these things. And what these, the authors of this program have done is essentially to intellectually retrofit sophisticated arguments, so-called constitutional arguments, to justify what Trump wants, which is vengeance, which is total control of his program of vengeance, I think.
One of the most important decisions that President Trump will make, and he probably will make it on his own, maybe with some advice from all of these intellectuals and strategists who are working behind the scenes, is who his vice president is going to be. I mean, he is 77 years old. He'd be 78 by the time he was elected, I believe 79. His birthday's in June. Anyway. Did you hear any speculation about Trump's selection for number two?
Look, it's a popular game. Obviously, most of the focus now has been on Biden with his declining numbers and the unpopularity of his vice president, Kamala Harris. And obviously, you've got Mike Pence, Trump's former vice president, out there vociferously campaigning against him. As well as other leading members of his former administration, including former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. And, you know, it was thought for a time, perhaps, that Nikki Haley might be able to be brought back into the fold, but I think she's become too anti-Trump recently in her comments. But, you know, it's important to remember that there are a lot of loyal Trumpists who are still there in Washington who are part of this program, Project 2025, and its allies. You know, Larry Kudlow, former head of the CIA, Rick Perry, who was the Secretary of Energy, Governor Bobby Jindal is another member. So it's difficult to say, but it almost certainly would be one of these loyalists who remain.
And no names in particular. It's not going to be Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I think that Trump at this point might be too savvy a politician to make a mistake like that. Right now the numbers are looking very good for him. You've seen the latest polls, which actually show him beating Biden. So I think that, you know, he would probably try to pick someone who would be part of the MAGA movement. You know, one of those names I just mentioned, like a Bobby Jindal, for example, who is the former governor of Louisiana. someone like that who would fit the bill, but would also have the national name recognition.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Jindal has been a Trump supporter most recently.
He has. He's one of the key people at the America First Policy Institute. America First, referring, of course, to Trump's now famous slogan, and part of a group of people. They're led by Brooke Rollins, who is Trump's former domestic policy chief. And, you know, there are a number of others, including Larry Kudlow, who, and Robert Lighthizer, the former U.S. trade rep, who are on the board there. So they are very much aligned with this program.
One of the things President Trump has pledged not to do is to do anything to reform or to save, really, Medicare and Social Security. Do any of these policy wonk types who are working on a Trump agenda, do they see see differently the likely collapse of these entitlements unless they're adjusted?
No, actually, quite the contrary. When I asked Paul Danz, who is the lawyer at the Heritage Foundation, who's sort of leading this whole effort, about that question, he said, no, well, it's not on our front burner, quote unquote, which means they realized it would be, you know, politically toxic to go near that. They want to essentially play to the populist crowd and saying, you know, we've got these administrative elites, the deep state out there, they're against you, you being the rest of America, and we're going to take them down. But we're not going to touch your Social Security.
And again, the budgetary matters, you point out in your article that Nikki Haley, at the first debate, pointed out that there had been this tremendous $8 trillion increase in the level of national debt. Not a lot of activism focused on that, at least not in your article. Michael Hirsch's piece, Inside the Next Republican Revolution, is eye-opening. It is going to get some people very excited in a positive way and other people, well, with a negative reaction. We will be right back. What's with the government shutdown? The latest on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan today, demonstrating his support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, telling them they have a right to a pay increase.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president stood with workers on a picket line. Time is ticking for Congress to dodge a government shutdown this week. The House is set to vote on crucial funding bills today, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy might face a support shortage. A handful of staunch Republicans are holding up legislation. A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his federal bribery charges. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Bob Casey have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard that is expected of public officials. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of speculation about what President Trump, newly empowered by a landslide re-election, and there's polling that shows that if he runs against the ticket of Biden and Harris, there is a real possibility of a Republican landslide. Would that carry over to the Senate and the House? The answer is probably. Meanwhile, what did President Trump mean by retribution? There is this report, which got a lot of conversation over the weekend. It now has conversation from some of the people who were actually high-ranking members of the Trump administration, the previous Trump administration. Donald Trump made a series of aggressive comments on social media about the outgoing head of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, suggesting the top military leader's conduct was worthy of execution. This is not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. It's talking about somebody who is a four-star general, who has devoted his life to serving and defending his country, and President Trump believes that he deserves the death penalty. He said on social media, Mark Milley, who led perhaps the most embarrassing moment in American history with his grossly incompetent implementation of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, costing many lives, leaving behind hundreds of American citizens, and handing over billions, all in caps, of dollars of the finest military equipment ever made, will be leaving the military next week, Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social. The former president's comments potentially run afoul of his release conditions ahead of his trials related to the special counsel investigations against him in the Mar-a-Lago documents and 2020 election conspiracy cases. If Mr. Milley is in fact a witness in either of these cases, Mr. Trump could face serious penalties. Mr. Trump's attack on Mr. Milley came after the military official was featured in an in-depth profile in The Atlantic, where the general described Mr. Trump's disturbing alleged lack of respect for the armed forces. He described how at a 2019 event, Mr. Trump reportedly expressed disgust that Luis Avila, an Army veteran who served five combat tours and lost a leg in an IED attack, was chosen to sing God Bless America. Why do you bring people like that here? No one wants to see that. The wounded, Mr. Trump allegedly said. Mr. Trump's China comments likely reference a set of calls that Mr. Milley paid to his Chinese counterpart, assuring him the U.S. didn't have plans in 2020 and early 2021 to attack China, after intelligence officials captured Chinese officials appearing to fear the prospect is likely. President Trump was very specific, suggesting that his belief was that Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had committed treason, and he specified that that in another day would have brought the death penalty. His former defense secretary under President Trump, Mark Esper, who succeeded, you may remember, General Maddox, General Mad Dog, as he didn't like to be called, Maddox. In any event, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, defended General Milley after Trump called for his execution. Here is what Mark Esper, who's coming up as a guest on our show, had to say.
I did not want a mishap, an imperception to lead to some type of conflict in the South China Sea between the United States and China. That's the last we wanted. And it was in a subsequent meeting that I directed General Milley to reach out to his counterpart as well, to send the same message that nothing going on here, that we have no aims against you, that it's going to be steady as she goes. And that was what we did typically in these types of situations. He conveyed that message. But somehow it got portrayed that he was a rogue general acting on his own and sent wrong messages to the Chinese. And again, it's just an incomplete story. Mark Milley did what I directed him to do. He did what other chairmen had done in the past, which I think is responsible diplomacy and statecraft to prevent mishaps from happening.
What about a former president saying things like, you know, he should have been executed, or in times gone by, he would have been executed?
It's terrible. Again, it should be condemned. We owe Mark Milley and his predecessors and all those uniformed officers, men and women alike, who served before and especially during the Trump administration, a debt of gratitude for what they do. Look, they spend 40-plus years of their lives moving around 20-plus times in war and peace, dragging their families around. Spouses can't get jobs. It's a tough life, and it's a tough life lived by their families. And we owe them, again, a debt of gratitude and thanks for their service, not condemnation, and certainly not that type of rhetoric coming out of no less than the President of the United States.
And again, when you talk about executing people because they're treasonous, President Trump, his comments today, saying that the people who are involved with Comcast, who are involved with NBC Network and MSNBC and CNBC and other media standards, that they were treasonous. And again, guilty of the crime of treason, which is a capital crime according to our Constitution. Does he also believe that Jeb Bush should get a treason charge? Well, there is this from President Trump, which blames the Florida governor, who never held federal office, never held national office. He ran for president against President Trump and lost. Obviously, he was described as low-energy Jeb Bush by President Trump, and that seemed to stick. He had this to say about Jeb Bush's fictitious role in the Middle East. Listen.
You know, the beauty was when I came here, everyone thought Bush was going to win. And then they took a poll and they found out Trump was up by about 50 points. Everyone said, what's going on right here? They thought Bush, because Bush supposedly was a military person. Great. You know what? He was a military. He got us into the Middle East. How did that work out? Right. But they all thought that Bush might win. Jeb. Remember Jeb? He used the word Jeb. He didn't use the word Bush. I said, you mean he's ashamed of the last name? And then they immediately started using the name Bush. Never forget it.
Again, never forget it, but you could say that that obviously George W. Bush, the brother of Jeb Bush, had a role directing American policy in the Middle East, and so did their father. But Jeb Bush, as governor of Florida, he was responsible for the most progress on educational choice anywhere in the country. That was something he did as governor of Florida. There's also a flashback that was put together on Morning Joe of President Trump speaking about one of his favorite subjects, 55. We will get to that because it's very dramatic. There's also a prediction by Senator Ted Cruz, who has run for president, who knows, he may run for president again sometime. It's largely speculated. He has a tough Senate race this year, but he probably will win that in a very Republican state. He has a prediction that it won't be Biden and it won't be Kamala Harris who runs for president as the Democratic nominee. Who will it be? Stay tuned.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
With President Trump looking forward to the new administration and its priorities, there certainly is reason to consider his unconventional ideas about what's killing whales on the east coast of the United States, off the shore of New Jersey and New York. Scientists who look at this, including the National Oceanic NOAA administration, all say that this has nothing to do with any planned or currently existing windmills. They point out there are several factors that may be contributing to increased whale strandings in the Mid-Atlantic region, federal officials and local experts all say. As the humpback whale population has increased, more of them are swimming into the New York and New Jersey region as they are following menhaden, which is a small fish the whales eat. But menhaden swim in an area that intersects with a major shipping lane, bringing freight into New York and New Jersey ports, which can increase the whales' risk of being struck. President Trump's concern, he had a speech in Somerville, South Carolina, in the last few days, and he had this to say about the windmills and their impact.
But on the other hand, their windmills are causing whales to die in numbers never seen before. Nobody does anything about that. They're washing up ashore. I saw it this weekend. Three of them came up. You wouldn't see it once a year. Now they're coming up on a weekly basis. The windmills are driving them crazy. They're driving the whales, I think, a little batty.
They're driving, okay, he's challenging the mental health of whales, but it's not the first time. There's this flashback collage put together by the staff at Morning Joe at what's become President Trump's favorite network, MSNBC. This is clip 55.
Windmills. They want windmills all over the place that ruin our fields, kill our birds.
Windmills.
A windmill will kill many bald eagles.
And they say the noise causes cancer.
Try going to the bottom of a windmill someday. It's not a pretty picture.
If it doesn't blow, you can forget about television for that night.
Those bird-killing machines that go round and round.
It's like a cemetery. We put a little statue for the poor birds.
We demand they go in our prairies and our mountains and our plains, only to realize that they're killing all the birds.
The energy is intermittent. I know a lot about wind.
Okay, lot about wind. This is the full question that was placed at factcheck.org. Is the development of offshore wind energy farms in the U.S. killing whales. The answer at factcheck.org, whales have been dying at an unusual rate along the Atlantic coast since 2016, often from ship strikes or entanglements with fishing gear. Federal agencies and experts say there is no link to offshore wind activities, although they can continue to study the potential risks. The recent, very sad killing of a whole group of whales, I believe it was nine of them, off Alaska, was trawlers. Fishing boats that were looking for other fish that had gotten whales of various kinds entangled in their netting, which again is something we could do something about. Scientists suspect a variety of factors are behind the whale deaths, which appear to be a continuation of a years-long period of unusually high mortality for marine animals. Contrary to claims made by critics of wind energy, there is no indication that the strandings have anything to do with seafloor surveys being done in preparation for the installation of wind turbines.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Well, anytime you could actually play a Nobel Prize winner, like Robert Zimmerman, otherwise known as Bob Dylan, why not? And somebody else who is not going to be winning a Nobel Prize at any time soon, but seems to be, at least in the one state where he has concentrated his efforts, he is now in third place, right after President Trump and Nikki Haley. That is Chris Christie. He had this to say about Donald Trump, his rival for the GOP nomination, though Chris Christie isn't that close. This is Chris Christie on Fox News.
We've got Joe Biden, who campaigned all these years ago in a basement. We now have Donald Trump, who's hiding behind the walls of his golf clubs and only going into very controlled circumstances where, you know, he doesn't get to be asked questions by voters. I mean, I think this is incredibly disrespectful to voters, Neil. They have a right to hear from him about his record when he was president, about what his plans are if he were to be the nominee again. And he just is ignoring it.
Meanwhile, a survey center, this is breaking news, shows Nikki Haley surging ahead of Ron DeSantis as Donald Trump maintains his front-runner status in the New Hampshire Republican presidential primary. As I said, she is in second place now. 45% of respondents expressed their preference for Trump on the ballot test, a 30-point lead over his closest challenger, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Now, the question here is not just who is going to be the Republican nominee, but who is going to be the Democratic nominee. There is so much sentiment. About 70% of Democrats, according to surveys all over the country, don't want Biden to be their nominee. And with that kind of dissatisfaction, it's quite normal that people are thinking, well, what are the Democrats going to do in Biden's place? Senator Ted Cruz has his own unconventional idea. He speculates, well, listen, who he believes could be the Democratic nominee for president by next summer. This is clip 13.
Next summer at the Democrat National Convention, that the Democrat Party will jettison Joe Biden, will throw him off the ticket, and they will parachute in instead Michelle Obama to be their candidate. I think they're going to look to Michelle Obama as the savior to come in. And I think if that happens, that would be very, very dangerous. And every time I see a Democrat or one of their puppets in the press beginning to point out the problems with Joe Biden, every time that happens, the chances of that go up and up and up.
Okay, this is a fanciful notion, because unless Michelle Obama somehow enters the primary race, and she could do it very late. She's well enough known. She has enough support. And the problem with it is she has repeatedly said she is not interested in running for office. Would she be a formidable candidate? Well, she's one of the most admired, if not the most admired, woman in America at the moment. I think this would be a nightmare, and there are plenty of potential nightmares for the Trump campaign, assuming that he will be the Republican nominee. Meanwhile, there is a terrible mistake that's had some real consequences involving our close neighbor and ally, Canada. And with the Canadian House Speaker actually being forced into resignation. Why? Because through stupidity and a lack of research, they ended up honoring a Nazi, somebody who actually fought with the Waffen-SS during World War II. How did that happen? Meanwhile, we're also talking about the debate tomorrow. The senior writer for the Dispatch, David Drucker, is actually that a debate camp, currently at a Biden camp event to unveil the United Farm Workers endorsement. We'll get to all of that with David Drucker coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.